This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's state visit to Washington continued late Thursday with a state dinner at the White House following an address to Congress and talks in a joint news conference with U.S. President Joe Biden. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports.
In an effort to help wean India off its traditional reliance on Russia for its defense arsenal, the United States has agreed to sell India military drones and jet engines. This is part of Washington's effort to strengthen India as a regional rival to China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his visit marks a new chapter in the comprehensive strategic partnership. President Joe Biden, alongside the Indian leader, characterized the relationship between the two democracies as the best it has ever been. Modi, replying to a question about human rights groups' concerns of increasing discrimination against Muslims and other religious minorities in India, said there is absolutely no discrimination in his country. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
VOA's Heather Murdock is embedded with the Ukrainian military in eastern Ukraine near the front lines where the counteroffensive is taking place. Reporting from the eastern city of Kramatorsk, she told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Thursday what life is like for residents in the region.
Here in Kramatorsk, life is fairly normal. I mean, there's a strict curfew at 8 o'clock, and electricity is not as reliable, and other services are not as reliable as they once were. To how people are living in the countryside, not even like 10 minutes away from here. The center city is kind of okay, but if you go anywhere near the war to like nearby towns that are well populated, like Liman, electricity, running water, gas, they were suffering quite a bit in the winter because not only did they not have heat, they also were running out of wood.
This is VOA. The five people aboard a missing submersible docked Kattegat reported Thursday, bringing a grim end to the international search for the vessel that was lost during a deep-sea voyage to the wreck of the Titanic in the North Atlantic. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
The massive international search for five people aboard a missing submersible in the North Atlantic came to a grim end on Thursday after an unmanned deep-sea robot discovered debris confirmed to be from the lost vessel near the century-old wreck of the Titanic. Here's U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger.
In consultation with experts from within the Unified Command, the debris is consistent with the catastrophic loss of the pressure chamber.
Those who perished include British billionaire and explorer Hamish Harding, Pakistani-born businessman, French oceanographer Paul-Henri Nargileh, and Stockton Rush, the American founder and chief executive of OceanGate Expeditions, the company behind the sub.
Marine Technology Society manned submersibles expert Will Conan told the Reuters News Service Thursday, based on the location of the debris field and the loss of communication with the Titan submersible, suggested it imploded early in its dive. He also said the implosion of the Titan would have happened instantly.
The implosion, it's a negative explosion, but it's the same pattern. It exploded inwards in a matter of a thousandth of a second. It's probably a mercy because that was probably a kinder end than the unbelievably difficult situation of being 4 days in a cold, dark, confined space. So this would have happened very quickly. I don't think anybody even had the time to realize what happened.
Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro's political future in office hung in the balance Thursday as the country's Federal Electoral Court, or TSE, began a trial that could leave him in the political wilderness for nearly a decade. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
Bolsonaro stands accused of abusing his presidential power last year when he summoned foreign diplomats to publicly vent unfounded attacks on the country's electronic voting system. Bolsonaro's accusers have also included in the charges against him a draft memo for how to overturn the election found at the house of his former justice minister. In October, the far-right nationalist narrowly lost Brazil's most fraught election in a generation. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
You can find more information on that story and all the stories we're covering at VOA at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.